98.1 CHFI.
Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse.
Make Toronto pop.
I'm done hating myself.
Jazz FM 91.
Boom 97.3.
Q107, Toronto's rock station.
Hey, Chum 104.5's Passwords of Paradise happens every weekday at 7, 11, 1, and 4.
Weekday mornings at 6:45 and 7:45.
Let's go, Brad.
That's it.
Stu Jeffries' $1,000 Minute on Boom 97.3.
There is nothing like the sound of FM radio. I love everything about it. The reassuring noise of the electromagnetic spectrum between the radio station signals, the sound of tuning in and fine-tuning an FM stereo radio station, the warmth of the sound from real speakers, the range and depth of high-fidelity audio over FM radio. FM radio in Canada in 2019 is mostly about music. AM radio today, as we explored in episode 4, is largely about information, news, sports, and talk. Last week in episode 6, we explored listening online and through apps, using your device to connect you to a live broadcast radio station anywhere in the world. This time, How to Listen to Radio, Part 3, FM. I'm Paul Cross. This is Crosstalk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 3, Episode 7. Let's start by playing with the radio. As I did in Part 1, I'm going to connect a radio receiver to a recorder and turn the dial to hear what I can tune in. Most of what I'm picking up here on FM radio in Toronto is music programming. AM radio owned the hit music space until the mid-1980s, when FM listening surpassed AM listening in much of Canada. After the Federal Broadcasting Regulator changed the rules about music programming, popular music migrated to FM for the bigger, fuller sound in stereo, and AM music radio stations found themselves in serious trouble. That's when they started moving into information programming. CFTR was one of the first AM radio stations in Toronto to make a drastic change. It went from hit music to all news, becoming 680 News. 1050 Chum abandoned trying to be current hit music in 1986. I did the last newscast under its Top 40 format and went to oldies. It's all sports now. Come to think of it, CKFH, which along with CKEY had been rivals to Chum in the 60s and into the 70s, made a big move even earlier, switching from music to become Canada's first all-sports radio, The Fan. The point is, most music radio, certainly in Toronto now, is on FM. As I point out in How to Listen to Radio Part 1, these episodes are aimed at students who are studying radio, media in general, and anyone who loves radio. I'm encouraging students to play with the radio, tune up and down the dial, and listen to what you can tune in. So, here I go again. This time, I'm tapping into a recording line out from a receiver. That is, an amplifier with a radio tuner built in. It's one I love. Nice big tuning face that lights up with a large, very smooth turning tuning knob. It's my Sony STR7055A from 1975. I want to use an analog tuner with a tuning dial, not a digital tuner that stops by steps. I'm recording from the line out, as I have pointed out, so you will hear FM radio exactly the way my receiver gets it. If you're listening to this episode on radio, it might seem a little unusual, but I'm going to play with the dial again now to see what I can tune in.
Damned as God shall gain, damned as not shall lose.
When it comes to the ball, dans la neige. À la télé,
J'ai trouvé des éclats de joie.
Shouldn't be scared, I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare, intangible. Bet you didn't think so, I and you too. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all.
$20 million. Say,
can I dream again?
Keep going, I'd fly
As you hear, most of the radio stations I'm picking up are playing music. There are some exceptions. In most cities in Canada now, CBC, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, a national public entity, has radio on FM. Its programming includes music shows on what it calls CBC Music. It used to be Radio 2, and a few music shows on Radio 1. But Radio 1 is mostly information.
Which they've done so for the past few weeks, and that's been kind of a recurring trend. As to any de-escalating tactics, we're not seeing that.
There's also a mix of music and information programs on some community or campus radio stations, such as CIUT, downtown at the University of Toronto.
We were trying to get you ready, preparing you with information so you can make informed choices when some of these people cleaned up nice and passed themselves off as legitimate candidates of, say, the People's Party of Canada.
This show you're listening to now, Crosstalk, also airs on a campus radio station with a mix of programs, CKHC, 96.9 Radio Humber, from the North Campus of Humber College in Toronto, near the International Airport.
I think I'm closer to you.
I'm Jennifer Tate, and you're listening to 96.9 Radio Humber. It's time for your GTA update. Bianca Andreescu is lighting the massive 108-feet-tall Christmas tree at Eaton Centre tonight at 6:30. You still have some time to get there. It's the tallest Christmas tree in Canada. The show starts at 7. And that's what's happening around the GTA on 96.9 Radio Humber.
Some people say that rock and roll is dead, but these guys don't think so.
You can hear there's a great variety of shows and types of programming on FM radio in Toronto. And there are a lot of FM radio stations to explore here. In fact, for the recordings I've selected for this episode, I do not have my receiver connected to an antenna. No, there is so much FM radio in Toronto, I want to just stop on the local FM stations I can get without boosting the receiver's receiving ability with an external antenna. Try both ways where you live. I'm curious how many FM radio stations are on the air where you hear this. Without going into the music formats being followed by radio stations, we've heard indie pop, jazz, classical, top 40, hot 100 style, classic rock, new rock, pop, oldies. I want to stop for a moment for a bit from one of the FM radio stations that I think sounds like fun. Like the people on air there and behind the scenes are putting a lot into what they think the listener will get out of listening. Here's a bit from CHBM Toronto, Boom 97.3.
Did you say $100 an hour?
Yeah.
Jeanette, I've got $500 an hour for you.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Baby, Christmas is coming around the corner soon. I smell some money coming to the moon.
I think you got a hit there, Jeanette.
Bring it on, baby. I'm coming.
This is FM music radio based on previous hits from 20, 30, 40 years ago, executed in a style consistent with some of the great AM hit music stations of the past. Which reminds me, when I listen to FM music radio in my research, it's not so much about the music the station plays that attracts me, it's how they do radio. All that very important stuff that happens between the songs. The performance of the host, announcer, or jock, however they refer to themselves. The radio station ID keys, imaging, jingles, commercials, contests, structure of the stop sets. There's more about that, by the way, stop sets especially, in Season 3, Episode 2. I should also point out, the FM radio samples in this episode were all recorded on the same morning over the course of a half hour or so. The only one I recorded separately is from Radio Humber, whose on-air FM signal is low power and does not reach me at home. But you hear just how very rich and varied is the programming at any given moment on FM. So, there's part three of How to Listen to Radio. For more of my thoughts and explorations of radio and podcasting, you can follow me on Twitter, Paul Cross Toront, like Toronto, but there was no room for the last O. This is Cross Talk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.